This is Anne Graham Lotz. Sometimes life's cares and concerns can be overwhelming, can't they? During the last 2 years of my life, there have been mountaintops of joy, and there have been times when the waves of pressure and pain and problems have threatened to engulf me. And like the Apostle Peter, I find myself going under. As I have cried out, "Lord, save me," He has held out His hand and taught me to walk on the water, to walk over and above my circumstances by keeping my focus on Jesus, because my Jesus is everything.
And today we focus on this Jesus who is everything, this Jesus whom the Apostle Paul described as the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have supremacy. Philip Schaff said of this Jesus of Nazareth that without money and without arms He conquered more millions than Alexander, Caesar, Mohammed, Napoleon. Without science and learning, He shed more light on things human and divine than all philosophers and scholars combined. Without the eloquence of schools, He spoke such words of life as were never spoken before or since, and produced effects that lie beyond the reach of orator or poet. Without writing a single solitary line, He set more pens in motion. He furnished more themes for sermons, orations, discussions, learned volumes, works of art, and songs of praise than the whole army of great men of ancient and modern times.